Thoughts on how much money do you have to make per hour? If you look at the average home cost today, you're going to spend about $1,500 to $2,000 a month just on the mortgage. You'll drop another $400 to $800 a month on utilities, not counting if you buy some exotic cable package, etc., etc. You will have the internet and so on. Basic communications is going to cost you about $250 a month. It would take care of the cable, take care of the cell phones, take care of. Okay, you can communicate for $250 a month. So now, how much money have we spent so far? All right. If we spend $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month, let's buy some clothes and a little groceries, some gasoline for the car. Okay. Oh, throw another grand in for the car. We have a nice new car. We actually have a couple of nice new cars. We have the insurance on those nice new cars. So we need another couple of grand every month. Okay? Especially to gas them and, oil them and put the tires on them and stuff like that. Great warranty, right? Okay? But it's 600 a month per car. All right. Now, here's the thing that you have to back up to is, if you go to work for 143 hours a month, now this is 4.3 weeks at 40 hours a week, okay? That's actually 100 and what is it, 160? 152? Do the math. Anyway, 4.3 weeks per month, it comes out to about 2,080 hours a year, okay? So take any of these offerings that you talk about. If someone says they're going to pay you $130,000 a year, they're paying you somewhere around $60 an hour. You see what I mean? Well, wait a minute. People don't make that kind of money, do they? The fact is that a lot of people are working in the $25 an hour range. Now, that given, if you look at what a month can produce, all right, $25 every hour. Okay, let's go over here and we'll hit the little old calculator and see what it's gonna take. Okay, I stand corrected here. If you work 40 hours a week and there's 4.3 weeks in a month, because that's the way it works out in a year, okay, that's 172 hours a month that you get to work. Now, if you get $25 an hour and 40 hours a week and 4.3 weeks to the month, okay, you will make $4,300 a month. Now, the average person's paying taxes on that. All right. We'll stop and calculate that now. Okay, now done the calculations on the $4,300 income. All right. If you pay 27% taxes, which is roughly what you pay in that part of the world, you're going to part with $1,161. It leaves you $3,139 to spend. Okay. Now, you can see quickly where a single income household can't really support the modern standard of living, okay? And for everyone to enjoy their entitled living, they're going to have to kick in some cash. So you end up with two and three and four paychecks in a house, okay? Yeah, you can live high on the hog if you do that. Now, let's drop back to what if you're only making $12 an hour? Now you absolutely have to have four incomes in the household to live the American dream today. Okay? Now, that's feasible. I mean, people do it all the time. They afford these things. In the city, it might just give you a little shotgun apartment, but out in the country, it might give you some acreage with a house on it. A barn, outbuildings, and a chicken coop, and stuff like that. So, somehow, some way, people make this happen and they make it work, but they are really not getting ahead in terms of wealth in the form of dollars parked in banks, piling up, earning income on their own. That just doesn't happen much anymore. What seems to happen now is that everybody's taking on what they call assets in the form of paper and money instruments and real estate, paper, stuff like that. These assets and stocks and paper have in values that far exceed what you might call tangible value, but that's how wealth is being made today. It isn't being made by making something hard and selling it at a profitable price. It's more at selling the paper. And in the case of things like Amazon, they have electronically sold you the paper. So that you, here's your catalog, and here's your stuff, and here's your invoice, and here's your return slip, and yada, 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 yada. It's all electronic now, no paper. So the cheapest thing that they can sell you is a $600 a month policy with an email. And welcome to the automobile insurance business. So now you see what's going on.